Good morning.
Now, both candidates in that debate pointed to some research that your group here in Wisconsin did, and I think most of the attention came to the amount of negative campaigning that was done.
That's right. And both of them were, to some degree, correct.
Now, let's just break the claims down and see if they were correct or not. First of all, Obama, I remember, claimed that 100% of McCain's advertising was negative. Is that true?
It's more or less true, but only for a limited period. So our data show that during the end of September, beginning of October, almost 100% of McCain's advertising was negative in some form. So that's close to true, but only for this most recent period.
And then McCain also claimed that Obama has been spending more money on negative advertising than any presidential candidate in history. How much truth is there in that?
That one's a little less true. It's possible that he spent more on negative advertising only because he spent more on advertising. He's really been able to raise unprecedented sums of money and has been running advertisements in traditional Democratic states, but also in swing states and red states that Democrats haven't been competitive in the past.
Typically, when a candidate gets behind, they go negative, and it helps. This year, going negative has not helped for John McCain. Any ideas to why that is?
You know, I think the Republicans have been in a losing position from the beginning. They've been tainted by negative impressions of the Bush administration, the economy, the war in Iraq, and other things. And at this point, it's a kind of desperation to find a way to defeat the Democrats, and it looks desperate. Maybe it has to do with McCain's age. Maybe it's simply with his style of speaking. But his criticisms of Obama simply aren't going over well, that's for sure.
Could it be that McCain simply has the misfortune of being behind in a year like this when the economy and world events are weighing so heavily on people's minds, where if we had relative peace and prosperity, maybe negative advertising would be an effective tactic?
You know, I don't know if it's that clear-cut that negative advertising works in one of those environments and not the other, but I think you're right that because McCain is so disadvantaged by the circumstances, many of which are beyond his control, that he's got to find a way to change the situation in the campaign trail, and going negative is one way to do that. Turns out it's not worked especially well if you read the polls over the last couple of weeks, but it's been at least a strategy available to him.
What can we expect from the advertising from this point forward? Can advertising be a game changer, as they say?
I think it's going to be important in some of the swing states and red states where Obama is forcing McCain to spend in places where he otherwise wouldn't. And, you know, they just were not anticipating having to put up Republican ads in places like Virginia and North Carolina and Maine and Nebraska and Montana, but Obama's been able to be competitive there just because he's got the resources to do it. And so it's really hard for McCain to be both on defense in those places and be on offense in the swing states.
Barry Burden, thanks for being with us.
Glad to be with you. Thanks.